Now we've got some callers here on the phones. I think we'll jump to them. And we've got Danny from Colorado. Are you there, Danny?
Yes, I am. Hello, Alan.
How are you?
I'm well. I have a question for you. I listen to you, and I read your site and the things on your site. And I just finished watching a video of the Ninth Gate.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned it in one of your talks. I wanted to see what it was all about. I see that it's very similar to Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, you know, I see that apparently if this is the activities of the elite, is there anything to this? I mean, is this true or are they deluded?
Well, that's up to each person to decide for themselves according to where their headspace or their belief is or how much they've studied. The one thing that is true is that these characters at the top, who also, by the way, and Prince Charles has mentioned this term, they call themselves the Olympians. And then, of course, the Mount Olympus is where the gods resided. And they see themselves as gods. They see themselves, if you break down what is a god is someone who rules lesser people. He is someone who can do whatever he wishes because he's above laws. He decides the fate of others. He creates wars. He can decide who lives and who dies, who eats and who doesn't. Technically, in some sense, you see, they are gods. And with the incredible research into science that they directed, by the way, through grants and foundation grants all the way to the Genome Project, they believe that they can make themselves ultimately immortal physically in this world. That's definitely their goal. And you find with the Ninth Gate, member 9 in Kabbalah is completion as well. And in that fictional form or story form, they go round in circles, again using Kabbalistic terms and so on, and the man technically becomes a god, or actually a satanic character in the satanic tradition of fire. Even at the end, they use fire in the scenes and light, the light of Lucifer. So they use all these terms at the top, and it's up to the individual to come to their own conclusions. Is this simply fun to them? Is they party and scoff at everything? It's just a form of fun, or do they really believe it? And I have met some definitely who definitely seem to believe it, and they're terribly arrogant. And if they are gods, then God help us all.
What I'm asking you is, with your extensive knowledge, and I know you've done a lot of research, and I know you've probably come, I imagine you've come across this, in your opinion, Alan, is this true? Is there God, Lucifer, real?
All I can really tell you is that I have no problem whatsoever accepting the fact that evil as a force, definitely is very, very real, and an intelligent force at that.
Well, they attribute their wealth to their affiliation, allegiance to this power.
Yeah.
Now, their power or their wealth is real.
Yeah.
So my question is their power real?
Their power is real, but it's mainly done through using other people. Hold on, and I'll be back after these messages. Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through this jolly old matrix. And we're talking to Danny from Colorado about maybe the nature of evil, which is to do with the ones at the top. And it's up to, truly, it's up to the individual to come to conclusions for themselves. Now, in a scientific era where science is the new religion, we scoff at everything else that came before it. That's the way of all new religions, and science is just one of them. And when you look at the scientific terminology of the psychopath, the manipulative, cunning psychopath, and the intelligent one too, they do have intelligent ones. Some would deny that, but I've met intelligent ones. And all you have to do is to claw your way to the top over centuries and breed for centuries, and you're pretty well guaranteed to have another offspring of a psychopath who will be psychopathic with all the same traits as good old daddy had, and he'll go across the world plundering and pillaging and stealing, and eventually he'll set himself up an empire and become a good old king and hire historians to write nice histories about himself. That was the traditional way. And then you have think tanks working for you, and you have a monetary system which you basically own, and you can ensure to employ more psychopaths because they're born in every strata of society, and they go to work for you as you plan your world order. Now, whether it's actually to do with anything beyond that into the supernatural truly is up to the individual. Otherwise, you can only take something on someone else's belief, that is faith. In other words, someone, so-and-so had this experience, therefore, believe it. That's called faith. That's in the realms of religion. I have no problem understanding these characters at the top do go to these functions. I've met some. I've seen some get dressed to go. In fact, dressed up in some weird outfits, very much like Eyes Wide Shut. And actually as far as that, too. And they have a jolly good old time to themselves. And I know they did have an orgy at the end of it. I wasn't near them. And I do know that the ones who attended were all the higher-ups of that particular area in Canada. Judges, police chiefs, people who ruled over the councils, the local councils, the city council. Anybody who was anybody was there. And on the one hand, you could say, well, they're all showing that they're completely modern and completely uninhibited, or else they're actually partaking in a ritual that brings them some kind of power. However, I don't care who has power or how they get it. It boils down to the compliance of the public over whom they rule. No one in this world can say they're completely free or ignorant of what's been happening in the world. They read the same news as I read. They hear more of it. In fact, I don't watch television. I got rabbit ear antennas. I don't have cable television or 24-hour news. So no one can truly say they are free from or ignorant of what's happening across the planet. Who's suffering? Who's been bombed today with their tax money? So everyone truly is being compliant in a plan, an agenda that is utterly hellish. Hellish is a good expression for it. It's definitely from hell, as far as the definition of hell goes, to wipe out a good proportion of this planet cold-bloodedly, to manage the victims through it, by the media, as though it's all happening through some chance or freak of nature, and pulling off the agenda so they can have their wonderful utopia with their own life extensions at the top and a much reduced population of worker bees. Especially what they'll have is a basic gene pool to breed hybrid humans, special slaves from. They can do this. They're perfectly confident they can do that now. They have all the technology, and the research is all done. But as far as, is this an actual something, force that gives them power, you'll have to do your homework. I could go on and on about it, and people will automatically fall into their trained religion, if they have one at all, to try and understand it. And that would be partially misleading, because it's far more older than any of the given religions that's been given to the public. You have to go into much, much older stuff to get to the basics of things.
And Alan, I know that you've gone into these older philosophies and religions.
Yeah.
And so I'm only asking, and perhaps it isn't, you don't want to, do you have an opinion on whether it's real or not?
I've got my experiences.
And what do your experience, what have they shown you? Is it real?
It wouldn't matter. I wouldn't tell, or because then it's a matter of believing me and in that faith. Each person must come to it themselves by their own experience, you see.
Well,
otherwise, it can't be real.
I'll say this. In the movie The Ninth Gate, there was one line that was, I think, rather eye-opening. The old lady in the wheelchair I believe her name was Kessler.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I met the devil when I was young. I saw him, and I fell in love immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And that just seemed to be a strange statement, you know, in the movie, and I don't know whether it was giving us a hint of the reality of this or not. Now, in my own research, I read things where they said at one of these major events where they were at a table, and one of the person that wrote this was actually there, and he said in this that this Lucifer showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And was sitting at the table with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was just, you know, I was reading it, and that was just so you know, out of the norm. And so, and I keep seeing this throughout all of the study that I've done on it.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps getting back to the actual incarnate of an individual.
The incarnate, but here's the problem today, too. And I also, if this can be done through scientific means, you've got to always remember it could be, it might be highly unlikely in your situation. But it still could be done, because you could be made to see anything. And they've had these sciences out, actual sciences, for a long, long time, and they can project anything as a very solid creature and put it right in front of you.
Well, I guess I'll ask you this then. I'll put it this way. Is this a contest that we're in now that we're currently losing because we don't even know that we're in a contest?
I think it's more than that. Again, it's back to much, much older understandings,
well,
because...
You're giving us hints of it. Please, just tell us what it is.
You can't. You cannot tell incredibly in-depth things on a one-hour show or even in a few minutes, because you have to lay the groundwork for people.
Well, is our problem
before you give them the answers, otherwise they're meaningless.
Is our problem against man or something else?
The problem is perhaps a bit of both. Put it this way, even if you were to take it as a bad elite, a nasty bunch of people, or, say, a demonic energy, regardless, whatever it is needs the compliance of everyone to go along with it, because without us, it couldn't get any of this agenda through.
Well, is there a counterbalance to this?
People ask that all the time, because they think in the dialectic.
Yes.
And you cannot think in this kind of war in the dialectical process. We always think in terms of saving a world, saving a system, saving that which is familiar to us in our generation, even though whatever you know in your generation is only familiar to you because big boys decided to give you that particular culture at that time. And perhaps the battle has never been for the majority at all. That's something else you have to consider.
Well, again, I'm completely teased intellectually, and I don't know. You're leaving it as an open question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say this: the dialectic is nature itself. There's night and day.
No, you're going back into the fake part. See, the fake part is what they gave the basic low Freemasons, and that's how they explained how to control nature by understanding it, as you say, winter, summer, etc. And then using those tips. These mean much deeper things than what they're telling you. They're telling you of other sciences behind it. And that's for low-level guys that get taught that kind of stuff. It's much, much higher, much deeper, much more intricate, and much more involved than just that. The understanding of human nature is the main part of it. The perfect understanding of the male and the female is of absolute essence to pulling this whole agenda off. But within the human being, it's a battle ultimately for each individual to go through themselves. As I say, no one can live through these present times without making decisions their whole life long. And even the decision not to know is a decision. People will say that, I don't want to hear this, it's bad news. That's a decision they have just made.
Well, in this wealthy elite, is there a wealthy elite who doesn't go along with this program and who doesn't want to see man, you know, under a one-world enslaved situation?
Not at that high level, no.
And they're spending their money to try to stop it or to hinder it in any way?
No.
So, in other words, The wealthy elite have their strategy in place, and they're all in line with it.
Yep.
And the rest of us are up against it. And what we have is we don't have the wealth, but we must.
No,
have...
you understand. Your entire reality that you're used to is not yours at all. It was a structure you were born into that they already owned in its entirety, including the money system, including commerce. There are many different avenues. Like Lenin said himself, he was trained by these guys. He said society could live in 1,000 different directions, but they mustn't know that. They must think the one they're born into is quite natural. You have to think beyond the system, beyond working 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day, beyond having weekends off, beyond everything that you take for granted. This is an abnormal system from top to bottom that you're living in.